Don't forget to show hospitality. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Jaehyun woke up with a sudden jolt, his eyes flying open. He blinked a few times, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Had he just fallen out of the bed? He squinted up at... Right. Yeah, that was the bed on Shunwei. When did Shunwei's hair... It took a long moment before his fuzzy brain finally connected the dots. Yitsun, what? Jaehyun slurred, his mouth not quite up to forming words this soon after being suddenly woken up. He'd thought Yitsun had left earlier. Why was he here now? More importantly, why was he in Jaehyun's bed? Yitsun was staring down at him from the bed, looking haughty. Jaehyun blinked a few more times, just in case it would somehow make things make sense. "You're hogging Gerga," Yitsun declared suddenly. Jaehyun opened his mouth, but somehow sound wasn't quite making it out past his indignation. He tried again. "So you pushed me out of bed?" He winced at the loudness of his own voice. It felt like it was echoing off the walls of their dark bedroom. He didn't want to wake up Shunwei, too. How was Shunwei not awake? "That was an accident," Yitsun said. Jaehyun squinted up at him, while Yitsun entirely failed to look innocent. Jaehyun finally pushed himself up from the floor. He rubbed at his probably bruised ass, and then felt weirdly self-conscious about it when he noticed Yitsun looking at what he was doing. Jaehyun pulled his hand away, glaring at Yitsun before sitting down on the side of the bed. "You've been sleeping with him a lot. I haven't been with him in 10,000 years, Yitsun said softly. He'd turned his head to look at the apparently still sleeping Shunwei, instead of looking at Jaehyun. Jaehyun felt a soft twinge in his heart at that tone of voice. Yitsun rarely sounded like that, and it always made Jaehyun feel things he definitely wasn't thinking about. He gave Yitsun another angry look, even if Yitsun wasn't looking at him at all and wouldn't notice. It took a moment before Jaehyun paid attention to the part of his still sleepy brain that was desperately waving for his attention, trying to point out that there was something off about what Yitsun had just said. Yitsun had been seeing plenty of Shunwei in the last few months since the world hadn't quite ended. Why did sleeping with him... Jaehyun's brain suddenly screeched to a halt, and for a moment there was only a blank, white noise. "Do you mean sleeping with?" Jaehyun could hear his own voice asking. He sounded strange. The only answer Jaehyun got was a sudden startled noise from Yitsun, as out of nowhere Shunwei grabbed him, somehow flipping them around so that Yitsun was on the other side of Shunwei. "Sleep," Shunwei mumbled sleepily but firmly, his arms and legs winding around Yitsun in his best octopus impression. Yitsun really wasn't trying to get away, Jaehyun noted. "Well, fine. You can have that side," Jaehyun said, mostly to himself, and then flopped down on the bed and snuggled up against Shunwei's back. He was too tired to figure anything out tonight, he thought, fumbling for the blanket that had gotten kicked away during all of this. Somehow, he managed to kick and pull the blanket into place over them, and with a contented, sleepy sigh let himself drift off again. The end.